So Scott and I have told this story over the years. He and I were out for different news organizations covering the same story the day that the little girl disappeared in Kansas City. Oh, and yeah. We looked and looked and looked.
That was the first thing
everybody
we ever met.
Was looking, and you and I were out there like, what, and we asked police, are we sure we check that house? And so sometimes
it was an Amber Alert.
It was an Amber Alert. Sometimes funny things happen in the middle of a very serious story. And that day, lo and behold, the child that was missing started out a terrifying story. Mm-hmm. It turns out she was asleep inside the entire time.
She
and
was
somehow
in a closet.
The entire police force and missing person sniffing dogs were not able to locate this child. So she was sleeping. So I found this headline today out of Lawrence. And I told you there were several Lawrence stories in the stack today. I cannot stop laughing because they had a standoff, which I used to call as a reporter the non-standoff, because 99 times out of 100, you're standing out there. Police are like, come out with your hands up, and there's no one inside.
Do you still remember the formal?
It's an Op 100, Scott.
That's right. It's an Op 100.
We're live here at the Op 100, and it's been a tense standoff. And then, you know, it would always turn out that, yeah, it was tense, but there ain't nobody in there, right?
And I would always laugh when I would watch or listen on the radio or hear on TV, the reporter, for whatever reason, reporters, especially the younger ones, tend to get way too much into the cop speak.
We got an Op 100.
Police have declared an Operation 100 here.
Yeah.
At 39th and College.
For us veterans around town, that means we're all going to be standing outside for a long time, and there's not going to be anyone
there. And nobody's coming out.
Right.
Nobody's coming out.
That's just how it works. So listen to this headline out of Lawrence, Kansas. We got to get Lockhart on the phone for this.
Poor guy.
A standoff has ended in Lawrence after authorities enter the home for a second time and find man sleeping.
So they thought they had an Operation 100. He was unaware that there was an Operation 100. Do I understand this correctly?
It was more of an Operation 50. The cops knew what was going on. The other party did not.
What did they want him for?
The Lawrence, Kansas Police Department first responded to the area of a neighborhood south of 23rd Street between Louisiana and Vermont around 1:30 a.m. this morning. A woman called police for help. Okay, nothing funny about that.
Louisiana and Vermont, that's a wide swath of city.
Yep. And police said they had a reason to believe that a man inside the home was in danger. Okay?
Of what? Waking up?
What? When police arrived, they did find the man, but he was in an agitated state, was threatening violence, and then would not come out of the house. So in fairness, they came there to help, knew there was a guy inside.
And he decided to go take a nap.
And then he decided, unbeknownst to them, I'm going back inside. I don't want any part of your Op 100.
I'm not coming out. I'm going to go take a nap.
The police department had to do what it had to do at that point. They called in the crisis response team. You know, the federal money that poured in after 9/11, right. You know, there are certain cases where they get to use the toys. Officers go in, they go into the basement. The guy will not come out, and officers leave. They retreat. Police continue to wait, trying to get the guy to come out until 8 o'clock this morning.
So he's fully rested.
They go in to the home, and he is sound asleep on his bed.
Is there a crime that's been committed?
Well, this is where I kind of need the chief to call in on this. I want to know.
Did you text him?
I did.
Okay.
He was safely taken into custody. That sentence also made me laugh. How many officers does it take a sleeping man
one? If that.
It does say he faces several possible charges.
Like what?
Well,
what crime did he commit?
Scott, I don't know.
I'm agitated. I have the right to be agitated and not come out of my house and go to sleep.
I'm going to be honest. Are you resisting arrest if you're sound asleep? You don't know. Now, he did know the first time they came in and he was agitated and then police retreated. But
Did he threaten them?
If he story doesn't say.
If he didn't threaten them, I don't think he's committed a crime. Chief Lockhart.
We'll see if we can get them to call in on that. Okay. I just, you know, they got
Why
their man.
They at the home initially.
He was agitated, apparently.
A woman called and said, there's someone in need of help. And I don't know if this was a welfare check or she thought maybe he was a danger to himself. I don't know.
Okay.
But you do have the right.
To be agitated.
Yeah,
to be
this agitated. Sounds like a case of mind your dang business.
And you do have the right
it
to
sure
go to
sleep. It sure
does. But I've got to hand it to the guy. And all kidding aside, you think police are trying to get you to come out. And he's like, I'm going to bed.
I'm
going to
go take me a nappy
poo. It is 2 a.m. I'm tired. I've got stuff to do tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
Carson's over. I'm going to bed.
And the whole time they're out there, sir.
We'd like to go home, sir.
Come out with your hands up. Are you talking to me? I've been here asleep.
It's minding my own business. Somewhere between Louisiana and Vermont. By the way, for those of you who don't know, the streets, the north and south streets in Lawrence, are states as they were admitted into the Union.
Okay. Wait, in that order?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, Delaware is going to be the farthest east.
That is pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Right? And then it's like, you know, whatever was Massachusetts, whatever. So when they say that it was south of 23rd between Louisiana and Vermont, we're talking about 15 blocks.
Yeah.
That's how it works in Lawrence, is it starts on the east side and moves west, and the roads are named as it was admitted to the Union.
I did not know that. That's fun.
So the main drag is Massachusetts. To its immediate east is Vermont.
Yep.
To its immediate west is New Hampshire.
It's one of the first things I learned when I moved there. However, if you asked me what is the order that the states were admitted, I would tell you.
I don't remember.
Well, but if you go to Lawrence, just start with one and start counting.
Right. Delaware was the first state.
Yep.
And so it's the farthest east.
Yep.
And then
I don't remember the order, but I do know
either.
If you ever need to know
either.
The order, just go to Lawrence.
Just start at Delaware and start driving down 23rd.
Or go find the needle point that our grandmothers all did with the state's birds and the state's.
Yes.
I've got one in my house, and Dorothy did the, it's a quilt, Scott. And when she passed, she had all the quilt squares, but it wasn't quilted. And we went and got that thing quilted. And if you ever need to know the order.
You finished her work.
Yes,
for her.
The order That's those states were admitted in is on each quilt square, along with the state bird and the capital. I got you. You can either drive to Lawrence or you can come to my house and look at Grandma's quilt.
What's the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier.
That's correct. What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Concord.
That is correct. What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Not Boston.
I need a final answer.
Boston.
Don't look.
Okay, Boston.
What is the capital of Delaware?
Ooh. Annapolis.
No.
Maryland. Delaware is Dover.
That is correct.
I remember this because we did this in, what was it, elementary school?
Yes.
You had to name
like
all of the
else.
Capitals.
What's that thing that they create for animals to go over highways?
Really? A bridge.
By the way, I was still laughing at that this morning.
It is called a wildlife crossing.
913-586-7798.